Being is more primary than time. Author, Alexander Dugin. The conservative strives to understand what in the historical process of a concrete narrowed people, in our case, Russia, was constant and invariable, what of that exists now, and what, correspondingly, will be in the future. But the most important idea of conservatism is that it thinks not about the past but about what has been, not about the present but about that which is right now, not about that which will come, but about that which will be realized, which will be. Note, the distinction is between words that indicate movement or its lack, on one hand, and those linked with forms of the verb to be, on the other. Here it is entirely appropriate to appeal to Heidegger's philosophical model, centered on the question of being. If for progressives and the followers of the philosophy of history being is a function of becoming, of history, time, then for the conservative, Heidegger himself was a complete conservative, moreover, a conservative revolutionary. Time, history, duration, Zeit, is a function of being. Being is primary, time is secondary. This signifies a great deal. The secret of conservatism lies herein. That which appertains to being surpasses time and does not depend on time. For that reason, that which really was surely is now and will be tomorrow. Moreover, that which will be tomorrow surely was yesterday and is today, inasmuch as time does not rule over being. On the contrary, being rules over time and predetermines its structure, its course, its substance. It is precisely this that makes possible the conservatives' position not only in respect to the past and the present, but in respect to what will be. With this, the possibility of the existence of the conservative project is justified.